Let's head over to the livestock side. Possible short covering on these cattle? I mean, we saw some lower cash as well.
Yeah, wow. It's just been a free fall here on this futures here on the cattle markets, and this really bringing the cash down, wanting to pull the cash down. Box beef, same way, just kind of falling down. A lot of concerns that maybe we have too high prices, and now we've cut back on demand, and we may not be able to pull these retail prices back fast enough to get the demand built back up. But also there's concern that, you know, that discussion of that LFTB, but that's really came after the start of the free fall and maybe accelerated just a bit. We should be getting, you'd think we'd get tighter numbers as we look at, beef cow numbers being down the last couple of years. But right now we're getting some more imports coming in from Australia that's competing with our lean trim beef. So it's just been a bunch of forces coming together that's put a lot of pressure on this market.
We've got to see some more grilling picking up both cattle and hogs. It seems to be slow this year.
Well, I've definitely been doing my part here lately. That grill gets turned on every noon, and I think this weather should encourage that. We get past Easter weekend, and I think we'll probably see the grills turn on a little even harder yet, and maybe get some excitement about getting these those cuts picked up at the grocery store and onto the grill.
What are your thoughts on the way the hogs have been trading as of late?
Well, right now I think the hogs have they had some weakness. So we got a premium in the June that's below normal on the June futures. That could extend as we get into tighter supplies. Really, there's a thought that the seasonal low is in and that we should move higher now into the summer months with the hog prices. But they, too, have their concern that, that pork cutout needs to get turned around and moving a little faster. They hit a year and a half low on their pork value cutouts. And if retail beef prices don't come down, they feel like they got a good chance to compete well with the beef market.